Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Real, Relevant, and Raw family, we are here. We are live. We're going to set it off tonight with me, your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. I love that tag. I love that tag. Amira, how you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm got a little sinus thing going on, but I'm well. Still pushing through. Like you said, we stay on our grind.
We stay on the grind, Amira.
Stay on the grind.
Stay on our grind. You know, being a parent, single parent, having my son every other week, as we were talking about off the air. Went food shopping, took him bowling, and kind of cut it close, but here we are. You know, As I said, I refuse to be an absentee father. I refuse to have my son probably be a statistic, and we have to do what we have to do. So, here, as always, good to have you on the show. Looking forward to tonight's show. Listen, everybody who's listening live, let me give you our call-in number. It's 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. 7031. If you want to simply listen, call that number and listen. And if you want to comment on the air, you have a question, you have a comment, simply one, and you will be put into our call queue. Let me say a couple more things. Before we get the show started tonight, I want to invite you who are listening live and anybody listening via the archive this week, I want you to become a follower of the show. Go to our show page. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Click on the follow button and you will be a follow of the show. All of the show updates and the notification when the show is about to begin, you will receive. And if you want to message us during the week, maybe you don't want to call in and talk on the air, but you have a question or a comment or even a suggestion for a topic for the show, go to that same show page, press on the message button, and you will send us a message. Tonight's topic, Mira, listening audience, is family matters, dealing with our dysfunctional family members. How many of us listening tonight, you are middle class. We're going to talk about what it means to be middle class. You got a little money, got some education, and little means, and yet your family makes you feel like it's your obligation to help out your dysfunctional, non-functioning, lazy, irresponsible, criminally minded, all of that family member. We want to help you out tonight. Maybe you're feeling stressed about it. Maybe you feel resentful, angry, or bitter about it. We want to help you out tonight. So what we're going to do right now, go to a song, we'll come back. We're going to get into this topic. We're going to set it off. We're going to help you with your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amira Ryans. Right now, let's get into some hip-hop. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
She out the way. She out the way. Waiting on that time. Tell me if you've been waiting on yours. That moment, it's close.
Yeah. Try to live in day to day like everything's alright. Just waiting on that moment. Waiting on my moment.
Yeah. Old dude met mom, it was on. Then he named me over a phone. Prison term, live and learn, sip and serve. With my vision blurred, take the cup of reality, gonna earth. When you start from the bottom, you can see the top. So when you get to it, don't let them see the spot. Next thing you know, you're looking for a rent sign. Upper echelon, we skip line. I remember reminiscing in the kitchen like, I wonder when them braids gon' win it. I wonder when them Falcons gon' get here. High rent vision made more than I ever made with DTP this year. Oh.
Gotta live in day to day like everything's alright. Every night just one thing on my mind. I'm just waiting on that moment. Waiting on my moment. You say, oh, you got that off. Hell no, next time that's mine.
like Brian Jazz and start bowling. When I touch the rock and I crush the block. When I pulled up in that mustard drop with that roof off and my shoes off and y'all roof off. Real in my hood, who everybody gon' roof off? They see me come from that bottom where everybody get body. They told me get them, I got them. Now I'm here, nigga, like, yeah, this Rolls Royce and Bugatti. And M4's this year. If I don't grind, I don't shine. If I don't shine, then I don't eat. If I don't eat, then I'ma starve. And if I'ma starve, I pour on all y'all rich. If I don't make no money, I'm gon' take your money. Oh.
Try to live in day to day like everything's alright. Every night, just one thing on my mind. I'm just waiting on that moment. I stay hustling, I'm gon' shine. Just waitin' on that moment. Waitin' on my moment.
Since life ain't promised more, live it up, live it up, live it up. Be a fool to come this far. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
You're listening to Real Real and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
Y'all, we're talking about dealing with our dysfunctional family members. I'm talking about those family members who don't want to do what's right, even though they've been shown the right way. I'm talking about those family members who may have criminal past. And listen, nothing wrong with having a criminal past as long as you don't have a criminal future. You understand what I'm saying? Have a criminal past and don't want to walk on the right side of the law, may be irresponsible, underperforming, all of that. And we as, quote-unquote, middle-class people sometimes feel obligated. Other times we are pressured by our family members to be the ones to rescue them. We want to talk about that tonight. Let me give you our call-in number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I'm on Facebook right now. Anybody hit me up on Facebook, Michael T, or you can hit me up via our show page, Real Relevant and Raw Radio. So, Amira, let's talk about this thing. What does it mean to be middle class? I consider myself middle class. And before I define what that is for myself, let me think about that. What does it mean to be middle class?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess if you're not homeless and in the streets and, you know, one time, I think it was about 2 years, my mother said, if you lived in a house and ate at a table and you washed your butt in the house that year, you should be thankful. It was a bad year. It might have been that in, oh, it might have been 2012 when we had that crisis and the economy crashed and all that.
Yeah.
As Bush was coming out of office, was that 2010? Yeah, it was between 08 and 10. I'm sorry. That's when Obama had just came in the office. So anyway, yeah, she was like, if you did that, you should be thankful. So I guess my definition of it, of middle class, is if you work hard, you take care of your, provide for your family, you're not homeless, you got something to eat, and you get to entertain yourself with your few extra dollars here and there. I guess that's middle class. It used to be a whole nother definition for middle class. If you had a college education, you know, and you owned a home, was middle class. Not so much these days.
Amir, I like that definition, and I look at it similarly. Whether or not you have a formal college education, maybe a blue collar, maybe a white collar, you have a steady job, you can pay your mortgage, you can pay your rent, you can have a little bit of social time. Over the summer, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, whatever, you can take a vacation. Maybe you're fortunate enough to have a piece of investment property, a timeshare. Basically, you're covering your expenses with a little bit left over. To me, that's middle class. That's not what I envisioned middle class to be when I was coming up. That's not what my mother would tell me about, my grandmother in particular would tell me about. But that's, I think, what it is at this stage in our society. Whether we are black, white, Asian, Latin American, Indian, African. That's what middle class is, at least in America. But now, are there still certain challenges with being middle class? I think that there are. I think we've become a society, this audience, of two kinds of people, rich and poor. And I really think, and Amira, tell me what you think, and we're going to tie it into our subject tonight. I think even middle class, I remember this guy, let me finish my sentence. I think middle class, in some respects, can be considered working and surviving poor. Particularly,
that's what I just said. Basically, if you paying your bills, got somewhere, don't mean you got no money saved up for college for kids. I didn't say none of that. I missed all that because that used to be part of the middle class.
You're
having
right.
a college savings account for your kids to go to college, and you hope your kids could get a grant coming up because it's not that you don't want to save for your children. It's just pressing matters. They don't pay us as much as we want. That start a whole other issue. You don't make what you're supposed to make. And yada, yada. You know, it's shit expensive, and that's just the bottom line.
I agree. And see, and this is the thing. There are people who, I'm actually messaging somebody on Facebook while I'm commenting. See, the thing is, our dysfunctional family members, right, they think we have money. They think we're rolling in it. They think that we don't have financial challenges like they do. And there is this pressure for us, and I have a story later on that I want to share, that I think will shed light on this topic. They want to pressure us, even though we feel pressured, to help out our family members. And I'll just use the word dysfunctional. And in my opinion, they're family members who really don't want to help themselves. And if anybody is listening tonight and that is the situation you're in, then this is the show for you.
I agree. I don't know if it's dysfunctional all the time or lazy and people just – it's a whole different world. I remember when I was young and I was 13, I used to tell my mother, I can't wait till I get 18. I'm leaving. I ain't never coming back. Shit, these 18 years old don't say that till they 30. You got to kick them out, evict them, take them to court, put them out their basement. Okay? Ain't no more leaving on your own. No, no, no. They must be escorted out. You now got to go get squatter papers. All right, it's the BS, I swear.
Amira, listen, let me tell you something. I'm laughing. I love your raw and comedic twist because it's so true. Yo, back in the day, and I'm going to sound old when I say this, back in the day, you couldn't wait to leave your mom and daddy's house. And you know what? It's funny because when I was coming up, it's like, look, once you graduated high school, this is how they say it. Either you're going to college or you're going to the military. But you're getting the hell up out of here.
Right.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Now, and we understand the economy is different. Now you have college students. After you spent all that money, 18 to 21, they done partied, they done all anything they want to do. They're coming back home. And they're living at home until they're 30, 35 years old. And there was a movie with Matthew McConaughey, I believe it was Matthew McConaughey, called Failure to Launch. We have more and more people who are failing to launch. And so the time of adolescence is really extended. So now you're 25. I'm still supporting 25-year-old. Amir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love my son. You understand? 7 years old now. But I guarantee you, I'm not supporting his mind when he's 25. At that point, you are grown. You should be self-sufficient. You should be independent. Granted, if you need a little bit of help occasionally so you get on your feet and get yourself started, that's fine. But no, I'm not having a 25-year-old living up in my house.
I ain't doing it either. My son's 21, and he ain't got to go. I'm leaving. Bye. You don't got to go nowhere, boo-boo. You can stay right here. I'm out.
So, everybody, we're keeping it real relevant and broad tonight. And tonight's topic is family matters, helping our dysfunctional family members. We want to help y'all out tonight. So we're going to take a quick musical break. We're going to come back. Let me give you our guest calling number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I want to welcome anybody listening live tonight. Thank you so much for your support. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl Comedy. What's good, y'all?
So we're here tonight talking about family matters, talking about helping our dysfunctional family members, those family members who don't want to walk on the right side of the law, even if they've had they have been arrested. Maybe they've been to jail. They get out, still don't want to do the right thing. I'm talking about those family members who are irresponsible, who are underperforming, who are not really up to their potential, or you know what, who have just decided that they're going to let somebody else care of them. And we are the ones because of other family members, because of them perhaps who feel pressured to help them out, but we're trying to help ourselves, or we're going to get into this in a few moments, we feel an internal pressure. Somehow we feel guilty because of the success that we have created and enjoyed, and so we feel that internal pressure to help them out. I'm talking about that tonight. Listen, I don't know about you, Amira, and I'm sure you agree with this, but there's some challenges associated with being middle class. Whether we're working 9 to 5, whether we are entertainers as you are, whether we're blue collar or white collar, regardless of our race, there are some challenges with being what I call middle class.
Or the working poor, yeah.
Or the working poor, working class. Listen, work stress, gone, Amira, gone is the notion of the 40-hour work week. For those of us who are in the 94%, I think, unemployment rate is like maybe 6% right about now, and we're part of the other 94% who are working, listen, we are not working 40-hour weeks. Forget about it. 45 hours a week, 50 hours per week, 55, 60 hours per week. And you know what? Our employers don't care that is the demand because as a colleague of mine, he works in my corporate complex. He's a manager. He said, hey, I tell people who complain, well, listen, just take a look outside the office door because there's a whole line of people waiting to take your job. And it's almost a mere arrogance. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, look, I don't care if you don't like this because there are 100 people standing right behind you. The minute you resign, they're going to walk into your office and sit at your desk to do your job. So there's that stress.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. Wages are flat. Before, I can't, until I got
my right now for higher wages. They need more jobs, too.
Exactly. So wages are flat.
No more middle-class jobs, really.
Right. So, and wages are flat. Expenses continue to rise. For those of us who have children, as we get older, we have the challenge of raising our children and taking care of our children on the one hand, so there's expenses going out the door for our children. But then, Amira, as our parents age, we also increasingly have the responsibility to take care of aging parents, so we have expenses going out the other side. And there's this new term called the sandwich generation, because we're being squeezed on the one hand by children who are growing up, so whether they need glasses, braces, they need karate lessons, they need college tuition paid, they're paying out there. And then we have our parents who may not be able to afford their medical care, who may need to have private caregivers hired to take care of them as they get older. So we are being squeezed. Anybody out there listening can relate to what I'm talking about. And then here's the third part. Then we have Kevin, Roberta, Brittany, Mary, Karen, others, John, Joe, Kwame, Latif, who just don't want to do the right thing, and we have people calling us, wanting us to bail them out of jail, loan them some money so they can pay their rent, et cetera, et cetera. Mary, what do you think about all of that? Crazy, right?
Definitely. The one thing I'm not doing, I ain't got no money for the grown man unless you family and you better have a job. This the thing. How you asking? People kill me. You asking to borrow money, and you ain't got no job to pay nobody back. No. No. And as far as helping your parents, I mean, I guess so. Yes, we do. I know I had to do it for my great-grandmother. My whole family did. Mm-hmm. And the money, she had money, and all of it went to her care, at, you know, into her life. We all got to make sacrifices. That's the thing about the middle class. That's what we do if it's called the middle class or working poor. We sacrifice, pool together, you know what I mean? But the handouts, you know, when you constantly got somebody in your ear asking, you know, help me, help me, help me. And you, these are the worst people to me. It ain't even the people that got a job, because I had somebody like this in my family. They work 24/7, don't never got no money. How you asking a lady that's on Social Security to borrow money and you work two jobs? You don't never got no money. How? So it's mooches everywhere. I'm serious.
That's crazy. He said, how?
How? How is that possible? What are you doing?
Possible?
It's a problem.
Listen,
I'm wrong.
Amira, listen, go on and check this out. I remember, it goes back about 10 years, but I'm sure that the principle of the dynamic is relevant even today. How are grandparents, Amira, you raised a good point, grandparents now, retired, worked 20, 30, 40 years, God bless them to be able to finish their working career, raise their children. Now, I'm not talking about babysitting grandchild or your grandchild. I'm not talking about taking them to McDonald's for a happy meal. I'm talking about grandma, grandfather raising their grandchildren. How does that happen? Or raising their children as well as their grandchildren. It's crazy.
It's a whole different world out here, a whole different animal.
Whole different world, it's a whole different animal. Listen, everybody, there's nothing wrong with family members coming together. My mother has coined this phrase. I don't know if it's original from her. She says, look, she's been telling me this all my life. Listen, we got to hump together. Nothing wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong with that because if the economy is such that we may need to do that. You know, families coming together to make sure everybody's all right. But what we're talking about tonight, our family members who just don't want to do the right thing, don't want to get a job. Listen, don't want to get a job. They're not disabled. They don't have any mental issues. They don't have any physical issues, but they don't want to get a job. I used to live in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to all the residents of Newark, New Jersey. I'm not trying to dog out the Brick City. I'm just speaking. I've had men who are bigger than me. I'm 5'7 on a good day, 160 pounds on a good day. You understand what I'm saying? I've had brothers walk up to me on Broad Market Street in Newark. Anybody from Newark, you know what Broad Market Street is, right? Right downtown. 6'1, 6'2, 220, 230. Looks like they could bench a Mack truck. Talking about, yo, man, you got a dime so I can get something to eat. What? I don't understand. You ever had that experience?
It's crazy. I love it. I'm like, how are you begging and you got on some Jordans and they clean? Get out of here. If you don't knock it off, I got 30 cents so you can get a newspaper to find a job if you don't get the hell out of here with that.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying?
The other dude I remember one time I was in the subway. Dude asking me for money. I'm digging in my pocket. Everybody snickering and laughing. I'm like, why is they laughing? I happen to really look at him. He's sweating and shaking. I'm like, oh, no, you will not get high off my couple dollars tonight, boo-boo. No. Go ahead about your business. No.
About your business. So these are things
you won't get high off my money tonight. No.
Exactly. These are things that we experience, Amira, and it's one thing that's on the outside of our sphere of influence. But what happens, listen, audience, when it is within our family? Let's listen now to Broke It Down. Mr. Vegas, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw with your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryan's The Candy Girl of Comedy.
We'll be right back with more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Stay tuned.
Yo, she's the most disgusting. Girls, am I gonna like you?
This is the dancing move, yo, we're flying. Every girl at your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. Who are the real good as them step forward and wine? Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Promise with the world anytime, then see all your wine. And now that gets you mad, cause you want every dime. Catch money, babe. Broke it on. Nobody call me over, in the hard front yard me plant it. She said that me drive her insane, but I no complain, she a complain. Cause she love it in the winter, love it in the summer, want it when it's sun or rain. Me give back the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In the wee hours of the morning, she no ramp and annoy me. She said she want broke a piece of it, because it nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says it physically fit, and she no ramp with it. So me say, broke it on,
broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on, broke it on.
Expression them a conqueror, Shana a the advancer, Soko him no exotic dancer, Titi must love that place dancer. Dem a gyal a wan rough me up, Steve said the gyal dem just a cuff him up. Dem a gyal a just a touch me up, Head got panic a wan broke me tough. Broke, 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 broke it on. Broke, 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 broke it on. Broke it on, 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 broke it, 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 broke it on.
Well, the real good of them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out 'cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime them see all your whine. And that get you mad, mad, mad 'cause you want every dime. Catch for the baby. Broke, 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 broke it on. Broke, 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 broke it on. Broke it on, 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 broke it, 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 broke it on.
Hey everybody, we're back. You were listening to Mr. Vegas. Gotta bring, give y'all a little reggae tonight. As you're listening to Real Relevant Law on Blog Talk Radio, I am your co-host, Michael King, along with my co-host.
Oh, Mira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. Let me give you our caller number, everybody listening, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I want to invite you to become a follower of the show. Go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/RealRelevantLaw. Click on the follow button. You will become a follower of the show. You can also click on the message button, and you will be able to send us a message. Tonight's topic is family matters, dealing with our dysfunctional family members. So let me paint the picture for us. You've been to college, maybe graduate school. You have a good job, want to climb up the corporate ladder, climb up the nonprofit career ladder. Maybe you didn't go to college. Maybe you went to trade school and you are a blue collar worker and you have made progress on the job, make a decent salary, right? Enjoy success. Maybe you're renting. Maybe you have a condominium, a townhouse, a home, drive a decent car. Able to take that vacation a couple times a year, able to afford most of the things that, everything that you need, and let's say some of the things that you want, but you're being pressured by your family member to take care of that dysfunctional family member, or you feel the pressure within yourself to do it. And listen, what do we do? Let me lay out some things, and Mayor, feel free to jump in. What do we do? We feel guilty, even though, for the most part, we made our own way. Or we cave into the pressure, that family member, that cousin, that maybe that child, that relative, that aunt or that uncle maybe, who continues to ask us to borrow money, continues to ask us to bail them out, continues to ask us to write them that recommendation, and they hold that job for 2 weeks and quit. Then they try to apply for another job and ask us for another recommendation. We write one. They keep that job for 2 months and they quit. We do that. And then sometimes when we really think about it, even though we do it in the name of quote-unquote love, what we're really doing, Real Relevant Raw Family, is we are, I'm going to use the word fine in a minute, we are engaging in enabling behavior. How many of us listening, you think about it, you say you love your cousin, your nephew, your niece, your aunt, your uncle maybe, your child. And in the name of love, what you're actually doing in giving them that money, in getting them that job, as opposed to teaching them how to get a job for themselves, him or herself, you are engaging in enabling behavior. And what I have found is enabling behavior really does more harm than good. Mira, as you said earlier, we live in a time in which parents have got to evict their children, bring the police to get them out of the house. you know, and children are claiming squatters' rights, and nieces and nephews claiming squatters' rights. Well, you know, sometimes, and remember, I've discovered that there are times when that child, that niece, that nephew, that cousin needs to be kicked out, because until they're kicked out, they're really not going to marshal the strength and the resources that they have within themselves and around them to do what they're supposed to do. Mayor, what do you think about that?
I agree. And you're right. It come to a certain point with your children that you are doing them with this harm, because if you're any type of parent, you would have raised them to be independent in this world and provide and be productive for themselves. You're right. And like I said, and that being said, it's still a whole different world out here. And for instance, with my son, he's 21. You know what I mean? He weren't here and there. You lazy, but I'm not going to put you out in the street to the wolves, you know what I mean, for them to get you either. But I'm not going to coddle you but for so long. I'm giving you the opportunity to get your tools right, because you got the belt, and I put the tools in there by showing you how to go to work every day. You know what I mean? Showing you all your life. If you didn't want to go to college, you knew you had to go to work because I was going to live my life. So he got a few more months, and then you on your own, and he understand that. He was like, Ma, don't ever let me be the one to hold you back. You're not holding me back. I just have to know as a parent also that I've given you some tools that you can utilize them to take care of yourself out here in this world. And then as far as people mooching off of you, it come a time, and, you know, it come a time where everybody need help. That's how I figure it. Everybody needs help one time or another. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. But when it comes consistent, and especially, like I said, when you working, it's a problem. You know what I mean? It's a problem. And if you ain't working, get your shit together and get a job. That's the thing with people. They too proud. You know what I mean? You too proud. Flip a burger. It's jobs out there. Don't keep telling me if you can't get a job. Agreed. It's jobs out there.
So Mira, let's help our listeners. When is enough when dealing with a family member who it becomes increasingly clear that they just don't want to do the right thing? They don't want to go to school to increase their skill set. They don't want to get a job, or they don't want to be consistent on a job. They make money, but they waste it and don't manage it well. When do you draw the line? And I'm not talking about you revealing your own personal situation or mine per se, but I'm sure there are people out there who are listening now, or who will be listening on the archive, who are frustrated, who are bitter, who are resentful, and they really need to know, when do I make that decision? When is enough enough?
You know when enough is enough, when it becomes consistent. Like I said, everybody needs help once in a while. You keep asking two and three and four. No. The third time you ask me in a year, it's a problem. That's it. It's a problem. Like, we all out here struggling together, trying to get my stuff together, honey. Like, that's tough, because with family, you know, I don't know. I don't think as a family member, period, you should spoil anybody, but we do it. You know what I mean? We could talk about it, but we still do it. I don't know. That's tough. That's tough when you love someone and you don't want to see them hungry, or, you know, seeing it, whatever. You know what I mean? And you look out for them. That's tough. That's hard to do.
It is tough. And listen, what I want to do, listening audience, I want to speak to that. Let me go to a song break, Poetic Justice by Kendrick Lamar. Then we're going to end up tonight with Al Green, Let's Stay Together. And I got to throw a little old school in there. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that, because I'm going to tell you, I've been there. My significant other is there in some respects, and I know other people who are there on a daily basis, and they wake up resentful, they wake up angry, maybe you're waking up angry, bitter, and you have that family member who you want to help, but you're tired of help. What do you do? We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And And I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Dot, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party, she wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. Then a good game, home and sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me, mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
One more time, homie. Where's you
hey,
from?
Hey, you all here for some rain, homie?
I don't care who this is over here, bro. He don't tell me where he's from. This is a
rat.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. We're going to do it like this. Okay? I'm going to tell you where I'm from, okay? You're going to tell me where you from, okay?
You make me feel so brand new.
Tonight is Family Matters, helping out or dealing with our dysfunctional family members. I am your co-host, Michael Tigg, along with my co-host, Amir. Are you on? But I think Amir may have gotten disconnected. So what I'm going to do is, along with the show, I want to give you our call-in number. It is 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. Our topic tonight is family matters, dealing with our dysfunctional family members. And before our musical break, I posed a dilemma to us. I've been there professionally and personally. Others that I know have been there. At what point do you decide enough is enough? I've been pouring money into the life of this family member. Maybe it's a child, maybe it's a cousin, nephew, niece, maybe it's an older aunt or uncle. You have expended resources and you're frustrated. Admit it. Listen, admit you're frustrated. Admit you're bitter. Admit you're angry. Admit it. And I want to help you out. When do you cut that person off? And yes, as Mira said before, I need to break. Everybody needs a second chance. I believe that. I've needed a second chance in my life. I believe that everyone at some point or another may need some help, may need that college tuition paid, may need the rent paid, may need that job reference, may need that that referral, may need the access networks, all of that. At the same time, when you have determined that the family member in question, I don't care what your other relatives have said you need to do or what you feel like you may need to do, deep inside you are resentful, you're angry, and you're bitter. When that family member refuses to get an education or increase the level of education that they have, when they refuse to hold a job or get a job, when they refuse to assist in their own progress. And finally, when he or she will not accept responsibility for his or her life, Real Relevant and Raw Family, that it is time to cut that person off. Whether it's a cousin, a nephew, whether it's an aunt or an uncle, and I'll take it to this level, and I have a 7-year-old child who came to me a few minutes ago and said, "Daddy, I can't sleep," but he's actually watching television in the Blog Talk Radio studio. Even when it's a child, and that child is grown, when they refuse to accept responsibility for their own life, I know this may sound tough. I hope it doesn't sound callous. It's time to cut them off. And what is it called, listening audience? It's called tough love. And we need a little bit more tough love. We'll be right back. We're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael T. Tonight's topic is dysfunctional family members, family matters. And I cut the song short tonight because we have a caller on the air. Caller, good evening. You're listening and you're live on Real Relevant Raw. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I am the one and only Queen B, calling from Brooklyn, New York. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing all right. I think Amira got disconnected somehow, and we're continuing on. It. Listen, good to have you on tonight. So,
yes,
Queen
like
B, what is your question
for
your
I
comment?
Wanted to pop in really quick and show my support for Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I'm always tuned in on Monday nights. But I love the topic tonight, so I just wanted to pop in really quick because I know I'm short for time. And I'll say get to the point very quickly. I think a lot of times, I'm speaking as a strong black woman, that's the only woman I can speak for. I think a lot of times family guilt makes us not cut a family member off. You know, we want to stay connected to our families. We want to love them. We want to support them. We never want to turn our backs on them. And if I grew up with a Southern family, so you know that niche is very tight, and it's like right or wrong, they hold on to the wrong even, and almost make you feel guilty for not cutting them off. You know what I mean? So that's my big dilemma. But I have learned to fall back. That I must say, I have learned to fall. I have not cut off yet, but I have learned. Fall back some.
So, Queen B, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your support of the show. When is it time in your mind, or is there a time in which you should cut a family member off?
Absolutely, it's a time. The signs are normally there early. We just tend to let the bloodline confuse us. We'll say, oh, they're gonna try harder next time, or, oh, but that's my sister or my brother, my cousin, my auntie. I just can't leave them in the wind. You know, I wouldn't want. Here's the guilt. I wouldn't want anyone to do me like that. You know, so that's that guilt they throw on us. However, it definitely is. It's a little bit more difficult when children are involved because they're very innocent. But the grown, full-fledged adult, it has to come a time to cut them off. Only the person has to make that determination when to cut them off. It's not really a time frame. It's just when they say, when you've had truly enough shovel down your throat, you got to cut it off. You got to cut it off. Because what's going to happen is if you're both in the hole, no one can help the other one out. Because if you're out and this person is steady weighing you down, you're going to eventually fall in the hole with them. That's what's going to happen. And then you're both down in the hole looking at each other and can't get out because you've already extended your bill money to help them out. You've already extended, you know, credit cards to them. You've already extended all these things. So now you're both, because they can never repay back. We both know that, right? They can never repay back.
We do know that.
That's a classic gem. They always want to borrow, but they can't ever repay back. So, you know, I'm cutting it short here, but I'll wrap up with this. You definitely have to cut them off. Love them, yes. Always love them, but stop the financial bleeding. Stop it. And the emotional bleeding as well, because you always got that one family member that want to pour all their problems on you, but they're never doing anything to try to change their situation. So emotionally and financially, you have to stop it.
Queen B, as always, I thank you for your insight. I thank you for your passion, and I thank you for your support of the show. And for the
You're
record,
welcome.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Queen B, have a wonderful night.
You too. Good night.
So here we are, the end of another show. Family Matters, helping out our dysfunctional family members. What do? Let me just say this quickly as we end the show tonight. Number one, be proud of your success. Number two, acknowledge where others have assisted you in achieving your success. Be about your success and do not let anyone make you feel guilty about your success. And then finally, help out those family members as you can, when you can, so long as they are trying to help themselves. Finally, when you have a family member who refuses to accept responsibility for his or her life, there will come a point that you've got to cut them off. You've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael C., along with my wonderful co-host, Amir Ryan, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Tune in next week for Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night.